Hi Lisa, apa kabar kawan? How are things going? I hope all is well with you. School is not open yet. Students learn from home. I did some survey before my class. One of the questions is, how long my student have been learning English? Most of the answers, nearly 90%, are about 10 years learning English. They started from kindergarten. They also have difficulties in studying English. Most of them, also more than 90%, they said that they are not very confident with their English. I wonder, do you have any suggestions about it, please? My students and I also get very confused sometimes about using the word Mr. and Ma'am. Will you help me about that, please? And last, about apologizing. Some people say, I'm so sorry if I make mistake at the end of the writing or speak. What do you think about it? Thank you for the answers, Lisa. Have a good day.
Okay, so the last question I wanted to talk about that you asked me was about apologizing for making mistakes on your writing or when you turn in assignments for English. And so for that, I'd want to say, I obviously think there might be a difference in the way that I know how to do schoolwork or that you know how to do schoolwork. It depends on your teacher, but I think Boo-Umi does not want you to apologize. And when you turn in your assignments, she knows as your teacher that you are doing your best work. And your best work is never something that you need to apologize for. It's your schoolwork. It's something she's asking you to do. And to go back to what I was just saying about confidence, it's okay to make mistakes because mistakes are how we learn. Mistakes are how we get better. And another thing that can help you be more confident is expecting to make mistakes. You don't need to apologize for them. You know that you'll make mistakes, and you know that's how you'll grow, that's how you'll get better, and that's how your English will get better. Embracing the mistakes, embracing the fear around it is how you can improve your English and improve your confidence around speaking English. That being said, it's very hard. I know it's a lot harder than it looks. I know when I was teaching in CaliSat for 2 years, and I would try to, anytime I would try to speak Bahasa Indonesia, people would laugh at me. I said things all wrong. I said them with a weird accent, and people sometimes didn't know what I was saying. And I would mix up words, and it was okay because I made a lot of mistakes, but I learned from my mistakes. I laughed at myself, and that's how I got better. I practiced and practiced and practiced, and I think you can do the same thing too, although English is a lot harder, but I believe in you, and I know that with practice, you can get better, and Boo-Umi is a great teacher to help you practice and learn, and good luck. I'm happy to answer more questions in the future. Take care. Bye-bye.